This is Nick Yurick, and you're listening to Let the Hate Flow Through You with Jeremy Shear and El Hordano Diablo.
Let the hate flow!
Available on the Lousy Weather Media Network.
Welcome to Let the Hate Flow Through You, your weekly dose of audible hatred. I'm Jeremy Shear.
El Hordano Diablo.
And this week we welcome Mr. Huffstuff himself, artist Jesse Nabe.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Welcome back, Jesse.
Welcome back.
Yeah, glad to be back.
Yeah.
So, hetero life, mate.
Hetero life, mate. And drawer of things.
Yeah. Artist.
Yeah.
Artist.
Yeah, mildly put.
Well, okay. We can be mild, that's fine. Well, let's not be mild.
What are we, NPR?
Yeah. Yeah.
Not that boring.
Look, I am that liberal, but not that boring. So, Jesse,
yeah.
Why do you hate hippies?
You know, there are scores of reasons. I feel like you can go in a lot of different directions with this. Like, I don't necessarily hate people who just love the Grateful Dead or anything like that.
No, I hate those people.
To a degree, you meet like different kinds.
Yeah,
you
that's
know what
true.
I mean? So like, you meet like the normal kind, or just like, you know, that's their thing. They like the Grateful Dead, but they're like a rad person. They're cool, you know.
Sure.
But then you meet the people who are like behind the whole culture of it, and they're the fucking worst, man. They're the worst. I remember specifically like one moment. I was at a Sheetz, right? And there's this dude who's like way younger than me. He looked like he hadn't showered in like 4 fucking days. Tie-dye shirt, dead fucking, you know, dead bear tattoos and all that shit. And he just was a complete and utter moron. Like, I just ringing him out. Like, watching him being wrung out. He didn't know where his fucking money was. He didn't know what the fuck was going on. Like, what year it was.
He was the culture.
Yeah, man. And everybody's just ridiculous. Like, the whole thing. Like, if I want to listen to a 14-minute rendition of a fucking Beatles song. No, thank you.
Yeah. No, I'm good on that. If I'm going to listen to anything that's like 14, 15, 16 minutes, it'll be Pink Floyd.
Yeah, it'll be like Echoes or something.
Yeah,
goddamn hippie.
Whatever. No, I mean, at least, you know, that's prog rock. Grateful Dead is hippie music.
Yeah, man.
I mean, if you dive deep enough into it, you'll find stuff that doesn't necessarily meet the flowery prerequisite.
Yeah, if you dive 15 minutes into a 33-minute song, you might find a cool guitar lick.
Yeah, right. maybe a couple seconds here and there, but I don't know. I think the whole culture is just fucking ridiculous, man. Like, everybody's super fucked up all the time. Which, don't get me wrong, I used to love drugs.
Sure,
right? Super fun.
Yeah.
I used to be a huge pothead. You know, I had long hair the whole nine yards, but I was never like, oh, fucking free love, man.
No.
It's the fucking 60s, but it's, you know, it's not.
And you never wore, I mean, you never wore, like, the fucking hemp necklaces, because I would have beat the shit out of you.
No.
Or choked you with it.
It was completely fucking retarded.
And if that's your thing, that's fine. Just don't be an asshole about it.
But the thing is, most of them are. Like, you meet an asshole who spins fire.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you do? Oh, I do poi. I'm like, what?
What is that?
Why?
What is that?
Is that a thing?
I don't
people
know what
like,
that is.
People come to watch this.
What's poi?
It's the fire thing.
Oh, that's what it's called?
Yeah.
What, it's can't like, just be called fire spinning? It's got to be called some dipshit fucking name.
Yeah.
Like, if you're spit, and this will come off wrong, but I don't care. If you're spinning fire and not an Islander, like, fuck you. Like,
exactly.
If you're not Samoan, go eat a dick,
exactly.
Okay?
Exactly.
Same thing with tribal tattoos. If you're not part of a tribe, don't get one.
Yeah, what tribe are you? You're just an asshole.
Asshole tribe.
What the fuck, man?
Cracker tribe.
God. I can't take it.
No. Like, I mean, and then like, you could break it down, like, the dreadlocks. Like, I could name, like, 5 white people that it's acceptable for them to have dreadlocks. Like, Rob Zombie. He's had them for, like, 30 years. Okay?
Yeah,
I get that. But, like, the morons who, especially people with blonde dreadlocks, I hate them so much.
Well, you dive into other shit, too. Like, you know, they got those, like, those crystals and shit like that.
Oh,
like,
God.
The beads. Like, oh, this will go good with my soul.
Yeah.
Like, fuck off.
Fuck you and your chakra and put some goddamn socks and shoes on, for Christ's sake.
Gross.
Seriously. Like, dude, I remember when I went and saw Modest Mouse. It was at, remember the Tower City Amphitheater? It's like not there anymore. And there was these two fucking hippies there who were, who didn't have shoes on, that were dancing. And there was like a circle around them. Want to know why? Because they smelled like shit. And they weren't wearing fucking shoes. You get hepatitis that way.
Look, Matt Riddle doesn't wear shoes.
Matt Riddle is an athlete. He's not a fucking hippie.
Are you sure about that?
Just because he has a mushroom tattoo, long hair,
and doesn't wear shoes.
But he wears tap out gear, so he can't be a hippie. He's just a douchebag.
Yeah, tap out gear. Yeah, that makes sense.
So let's delve into this a little more. What makes a hippie?
It starts with tie-dye. You break it down. It goes into Grateful Dead cover bands and then Sublime cover bands.
Sublime, oh, the fucking bane of my existence, man. Goddamn Sublime cover bands. Jesus Christ. It's the same thing like you said. Like, you got a bunch of white dudes wearing fucking dreadlocks and doing reggae. It's like if I go into a fucking Italian restaurant, that dude better be a fucking Italian as shit. You know, or like a Thai restaurant, he better like I not speak.
I don't want a white guy cooking my Thai food.
No, that happened once, and I was like, "This is weird. This is not authentic."
This
I
is
feel
bullshit.
Like. Yeah, everybody else in the restaurant.
I have a buddy of mine that cooks amazing Asian fusion, and he is, he passes as white. He's a Jew. But,
I mean, and then like I mean, you break it down from those like those cover bands, and then jam bands in general.
Oh, dude, jam bands. They make me feel, the word makes me feel gross.
I know.
Like, it's a bunch of other shit, too. And you got Dave fucking Matthews lumped in there, too. And it's, that just hurts.
And that's like new age hippie. Like,
they're very popular. So I don't, you know, does being poppy disqualify you from being a hippie?
No, I don't think so.
No. No, not at all. Because, like, you know, it stems from, you know, you got the classic rock shit, which can delve into, like, the 60s hippie era and all
like
that
psychedelic
stuff.
Yeah,
which can go too far, and then it's just because Dave Matthews is like popular
doesn't make him not an asshole.
It just means like the majority of the population is fucking stupid.
That's fair.
Yeah.
It's just my mother always considered herself a hippie, mostly because she liked to smoke a lot of pot, and she didn't like to cut her hair, and that's basically it.
All right.
You know, she went to Amsterdam just for the pot, basically.
Oh, see, I don't know if I classify that as hippie.
That's just a pothead.
Yeah.
Well, she, she grew up, she wasn't like, of age to be like, you know, a counterculture protester person in the 60s, you know. But she felt very affected by the whole Kent State thing. And, you know, as she aged, she just identified more and more with that. Then she became very hippie because she just wouldn't shower unless you drag her in there. But, you know, I think.
But I mean, like, a lot of hippies, especially from, like, the free love era and all that bullshit, like yeah. The people who were once liberal, like, became. I don't know what changed, but a lot of them became what is now like the joke of, you know, boomers. You know what I mean? Like, I know people who like their parent. Oh yeah, my parents were hippies, and it's like, but their dad makes $250,000 a year and voted for fucking Bush.
That's the weird thing. That's the super weird thing. Like my Lauren, like my wife, pretty much my wife's dad. Right? He's a fucking huge deadhead. Right? And he was telling me one day, he's just like spouting off statistics and shit. He's like, you know, most deadheads would make like over six figures and stuff like that. And like, you know, her dad voted for Trump and all that shit as well. And I'm like, that's weird.
Yeah.
That's really weird to me. Because how the fuck is anybody from that era going to form like a coherent idea to produce $250,000 a year?
You know, a lot of those hippie kids, like, you know, it wasn't all like homeless people on the streets of San Francisco raising a ruckus. It was college kids that, you know, discovered psychedelics, and those college kids graduated college and, you know, got the jobs that come with a college degree. It makes sense. But at the same time, you know.
Then it's just a fad then. It's a phase. They went through a phase.
But they, you know, you cling on to that phase that you went in your, you know, late teens, early 20s for long periods of time sometime. That's why we still have 40-year-old punks. You know, it's just a thing that happens.
Yeah, but I mean, there's also, like, I know what you're saying about, like, the kids who, it wasn't just, like, homeless kids running through the streets of San Francisco, because there's, like, the crust punk kids who are fucking basically the quote-unquote hippies now that are all trust fund fucking kids.
Yeah.
Like, you can afford to live homeless and have cool patches and stuff, but still eat out of trash cans. But as soon as you need access to a couple grand, you can go get it. It's fucking stupid.
Yeah, that's true.
I've met plenty of people like that, just like through the punk scene, where it's just like, oh, you're not even real. You're not fucking real.
So what? Go on.
What do you think motivates somebody to be like, all right, I come from privilege. I have this money available to me, but I'm going to throw it all away and, you know, live the dirty life. What do you think that? What's the appeal there?
I don't know, man. Maybe they've had everything. You know, they have everything readily disposable to them, so they can just go and be like, fuck it.
Here's either that or aesthetic. Just
it might just be the aesthetic of it. Like, I'm gonna go to fucking, you know, 12 festivals a year, and the festival thing is the thing that drives me, I think, the craziest. Like, I've never been to fucking Nelson's Ledgers. I don't plan to go.
Nope.
I want to see this. Everybody's the same. It's the same shit. Everybody's got bongo drums and spinning fucking fire. And everybody's on acid. And I'm like, yeah, oh, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, it's, I've never been and I never will. I don't need to. The closest thing to a festival that I ever went to was like last year when I went to like the Punk and Drublic Fest that I went to for like 6 hours. And I'm like, if this, like, and that was like all music I liked. Like, I can't imagine, like, going to something where it's, like, I don't know, name some fucking stupid jam band that everybody listens to. Like, the one thing I can think of is, like, OAR of a Revolution. Like, and okay, fuck that band.
Yeah.
And, like, Tropodelic is another one I've heard. God, I've never heard their music, but I can tell by their name and the people that listen to them that I don't want to be around it.
I have.
They're fucking loser hippies.
I've heard it.
Have you?
I've heard it. Yeah, I dated a girl for a little bit, and I got dragged to one of their fucking shows. Ooh. And it was god awful, dude. It was actually here in Ohio. Hmm. So it was at I think House of Blues. So, you know, like, I was buying like $9 vodkas all night because I wanted to fucking die.
I beat the shit out of a hippie once at a Slacker show.
Oh,
because he tried to get up on my girlfriend, Grabbed him by his fucking dreadlocks and just started punching him in the fucking back of the head.
You know, it's surprising how many hippies are creeps.
Is it?
No, it's not.
No, it's not. Look at them.
Like, it wouldn't be.
You know, people from that era hold them as the ideal of progressivism at the time, and then, you know, put them under the microscope. You're not so progressive, are you?
No, they're creep. No, they are creep. Anybody who creepy, smells like that is a creep.
They're creepy. I don't want to hear your fucking poetry. You can't pay anybody with that. Like,
don't even get me started on fucking poetry. That's a dead art form. It's a dead art form.
What about slam poetry? Is that dead too?
No.
No, that's different. Okay. That's different. As long as white people aren't doing it.
Yeah, man. I mean, I've done urban poetry nights and they're fucking amazing.
Really?
Yeah. Right. It's really like, you know, some people will tell you that it's like the precursor to hip hop almost.
Okay.
And, I can see that it's a completely different scene and, I didn't mesh well with it. Like, as far as my stuff,
go figure.
Well, you know, I'm trying to do a different thing. So it's like, you know, it doesn't mess with that.
No, and good on you for that, but, like, I remember, like, when I got into, like, the local punk scene, like, a few years into it, like, kids fucking wanting to come to the shows and read their goddamn poetry. I don't care that you're fucking addicted to Percocet, and mommy and daddy, you still live at their goddamn house. Like, just fuck off, because I did all that shit not living at my fucking parents' house, and I didn't feel the need to write a fucking poem about it.
No, no, not at all. I mean, the most like poetry I've ever gotten into was like breakup fucking poetry, just because I lost like the only piece of ass I had when I was 18. So I mean, as far as that goes,
like the first lyrics that I ever wrote, like that I tried to take seriously, like let's say like 04, 05.
Yeah.
I recently found a bunch of it, and I don't know why I kept it. It's in the garbage now because I fucking read it, and I was like, God, what a whiny little bitch.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck was wrong with you? Yeah. And you're crying about a fucking girl. Who cares?
Yeah, dude, girls are dumb.
It came off more as poetry than it would have made any sense as a song. Like, it was fucking terrible. And, like, I just... So that's why I can be judgmental.
Yeah. No, I get it. I get it. I came across all my old shit a while ago, and I was like, well, this is either getting burned or
burn tossed
right now. Because if anybody else sees this, this is highly embarrassing. It's embarrassing for me to look at. Like,
what the hell? I think if you look at any of your old shit, regardless of your art form, you're going to want to burn it if you have any goddamn integrity.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, I mean, like, it just comes, like you said, like, you're embarrassed yourself, like, and I remember people, like, I can't remember who has said it, but they're like, you know, save everything you do, there might be a nugget of, you know, gold in there. No, anything you write when you're 16, unless you're some fucking prodigy, like,
no,
it sucks, well, it's bad.
You told me that with, like, the drawings and shit, and I was going through stuff, like, 3 weeks ago, and I was like, ugh, I'm never listening to Jordan again.
Yeah.
Why the fuck did you say that?
It's fucking, I was wrong.
You were wrong.
I was wrong.
It's so weird to hear you say that, especially on something that other people are going to be listening to, so. You're getting ahead.
I think I found a clip to release.
I've just been listening to a lot of Social Distortion. I was wrong. Oh, I was wrong in doing that, too.
God.
What's wrong with Social Distortion?
Are nothing. I like Social Distortion. I like old Social Distortion. Mike Ness is a fucking moron, but... But, like, the punks who turn into fucking, like, quote, hippies. Like, get bent, dude.
Not into it, man.
Like,
not into it.
And that's like, dude, and that's what the fucking scene became. Like, we got into it, it was still kind of punk rocky, and then, yeah, like, in the coming years, it was like, everybody's fucking hippies now.
Well, yeah, dude, like, I remember, like, when we moved out, and we were living together and all that shit, like, you know, I was into, like, a bunch of classic rock and shit, and, like, before that, you started turning me on to more punk rock shit, and then more and more people just kept coming over. Like, from the scene then.
Yeah.
And, like, getting to meet new people and hang out with people and, like, seeing all these fucking crazy bands. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
What have I been missing my entire life? And, yeah, I thought that was, you know, like, the hippie thing. I thought that might have been a phase. But it just keeps progressing and getting better and better. Like, more shit I find. And, you know, some shit takes a dip here and there. But, like, you know, I would have never owned a denim jacket at that time.
No.
But, you know.
No, absolutely not. It would have been a corduroy jacket.
I had one.
I know.
I had a corduroy suit. I was an idiot. But yeah, no, I think that comes with more.
You traded in your European tuxedo for a fucking Canadian tuxedo.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, it comes with the territory. Like, I used to listen to, like, a lot of classic rock. I grew my hair long. I smoked weed all day, every day. And I guess some would have considered that being hippie, but I didn't feel like one.
No, you were never a hippie. I mean, I was always a punk rocker, and, like, you obviously evolved. Like, you always had that, like, fuck you attitude. Like, you never that fuck you attitude.
Yeah, it's weird. I still have it.
Yeah.
I still have
that's
it.
That's, like, never going to go away.
No, it's weird. I'm almost worried.
Yeah.
I'm almost worried because it may not go away. And just, you know, with us, like, literally any day, like, Lauren has been having contractions and shit. I know we're off topic right now, but, like, this is, we're going to have a kid, like, any fucking moment. Like, within the next week. So, like, I kind of want to give my future daughter that fuck, you know, can't, you know, fuck off attitude.
Well, no,
I hope
she's
she has
gonna have
it
to.
And she's like, you know.
Like they say on the, like you said on the league, when you have a daughter, you have to worry about every dick. When you have a son, you only have to worry about one dick.
One dick. I got to worry about everybody else's dick, and it's fucking weird.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
I have to buy a gun and just clean it randomly.
You can be that guy.
I fucking guess, dude. Like, I don't want to be that guy. I'm not like a big guy, but hey, if you got a gun, no one's going to fuck with your kid, you know?
That's true. I mean, you could go.
But then I got to hide it from her and, you know, the whole thing. And then,
yeah, and look, what's the point? Yeah, exactly. How fast are you going to get to a gun when you need it when it's fucking locked up? That's never made sense to me.
Yeah, like my home protection is I have a pocket knife and a hatchet. Whoever breaks in is not going to have a good time, and neither am I.
It's not like your dog's going to attack me
no,
either.
No, because he's... dumb.
Your dog's a hippie.
He's really dumb. Don't you ever fucking say that. He doesn't wear shoes and he doesn't shower, so he's close.
So we've boiled it down to doesn't wear shoes, doesn't shower.
This is, yeah. I mean, the Taste of Music is obviously just
terrible.
All around. So you could lump that in there. The whole dreadlock thing. They don't necessarily have to have dreadlocks, but you know.
No, they don't, but they generally do.
They generally do. Wearing Crocs at every function. I'm not going to say they're not comfortable. I hate the way they look, those shoes fucking look, but.
They're acceptable in a kitchen.
At best. I mean, if you actually caught me wearing them out, please beat my ass.
I've definitely worn Crocs out because they're comfy as shit, and I don't care how I look.
But that comes with the fuck you attitude. That's fine. I get it. But
hippies don't
this together.
They don't have that fuck you attitude. That's the other thing is they don't have any kind of attitude. They don't have like any type of like conviction. It's just like, hey man, yeah. Like, fuck off.
I think I would admire like the 60s hippie over the new modern hippie just because they did have that kind of attitude, like fuck the establishment attitude, which, you know, was in the punk scene too.
Yeah.
You can definitely get behind that no matter what scene you're in. But when you don't have anything to get behind and you're just getting fucked up to be fucked up, like at a show, which is like a fucking festival, what the fuck is the point? You're basically just existing. Like, fuck off.
Yeah, I mean, and just like the whole festival thing, like that's just like a whole, it's just, I know, it's just, I will never understand it. No. Like, it's, you pay a stupid amount of money to see bands for how, what's the story about the Grateful Dead where, like, at Woodstock, they went on at, like, 11 o'clock and somebody good was supposed to play or did play after them and they were supposed to play for, like, an hour and they ended up playing for, like, 3 and the good band didn't start until, like, 2 o'clock in the morning. Ugh. Can't remember who it was, but it's just... Are you that fucked up on drugs that you don't realize you're playing for 3 hours or you just not give a shit?
I don't ever want to hear the same band for 3 fucking hours straight. Not at a live show, not even at home.
No.
I used to go to taping parties at the Happy Dog and it was people that would go and tape Fish sets or Grateful Dead sets. Or Medeski, Martin, and Wood one time.
I don't even know what that is. It just sounds awful.
And they'd play these long-ass sets, and people would tape them to their tape decks and, you know, sit around and smoke pot and drink beer and eat ice cream and listen to this long-ass jam band shit. And the appeal for me was, you know, getting drunk and getting high in public. It never was the music, and I assume that most of the people that are there, it's the same thing. It's just you're there, you're getting fucked up, and this is the soundtrack. The guy that I was going with, he was really into the various time changes and the differences from performance to performance, but he was a big music nerd, more than a hippie. But at the same time, he was also, you know, he was high all the time.
If you're going to listen to boring music, listen to jazz. Like, yeah, at least I mean, I have a little
sucks
more.
All around.
Yeah, I mean, at least.
And there's
like,
a ton of time changes in there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, is like, at least fucking, there. At least there's some talent in the drumming there, you know? Like,
that's about the only thing to take away from jazz.
That's exact. Yeah.
Because it's fucking jazz.
I just play the right notes. Just play the right notes. I don't care. I don't understand the fucking point in like you said, like wanting to listen to a band for like 3 hours, like sitting in a fucking, first and foremost, it's outside.
And I know that you're not an outdoor guy.
No.
Cause I mean,
no,
I know.
Period. So I don't want to do that first. So like strike one, strike two. It's okay. I'm going to go watch, Bad Fish. If I have to hear one more fucking person tell me how good a Sublime cover band is, that's when I'm going to go on my spree.
You know what? Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's what that was the show I got dragged to.
Bad Fish.
Yeah, I think that was it. I mean, equally as horrible as anything else.
Oh, dude, he sounds just like Bradley. Fuck off.
I was just like, who's Brantley?
I made a joke the other day. So the band after Sublime was Long Beach Dub All-Stars. And the joke I made was, Long Beach Dub All-Stars is just Sublime without Rome and Bradley.
I actually got to meet Rome for like a couple of minutes at the 5 o'clock of all places.
What other band was he in? Was he anybody who mattered ever?
I have no idea. He just showed up because one of his roadies wanted to do a set at the 5 o'clock, and he was awful. And
okay, makes sense.
Yeah,
just bringing it full circle.
So wait, let me get this right. The roadie for the new singer of Sublime wanted to do stand up.
Yeah,
in Cleveland.
Yep.
That count me out.
He pissed everybody off. They stayed for a couple of drinks and then they left.
Of course they pissed everybody off. Fucking. That's the other thing is like, okay, so like there's the hippies that are like the fans, you know, and yeah. they're yeah. probably the worst of the worst. Or is it like the leaders of these bands who are fucking making money hand over fist?
See, I don't know, because I don't know who's dumber. Is it just like the band actually having common sense, or like we're going to make a ton of money because everybody here is fucking stupid?
Well, that's like ICP. That's why I like semi-respect them, because like they're self-made millionaires. They did something really fucking stupid. They made bad music and painted their faces, and they made millions of dollars off of it with some because of morons.
Yeah.
Like, props. You know what? Good for you. Do I still think you suck? Absolutely. Your juggalos are just hippies with even less of a purpose.
I didn't think that could get any less, but that's really correct.
They're just hippies. Really, you know, they're apt. Hippies who paint their faces.
Yeah.
And like want to be violent, but they're not actually violent. I don't get it.
Like they're menacing, but not really.
Yeah. Like, I'm not afraid of juggalos.
I don't think anyone should be.
I'm afraid of hippies and how they smell.
I mean, juggalos can smell just as bad.
I'm sure they could. Big fat ones and wash their ass crack.
The Faygo and the fucking bullshit.
Yeah. That's a lot of pot. Anybody who makes a 3 liter, there's an issue there.
Well, yeah. I've seen them. Yuck.
I've bought them. Those days are over. I am no longer of the opinion I just need something that's soda related so I can get through the day. No. I have my things that I pick now.
Yeah, you drink tea.
Yeah, for the most part. And lots of coffee. My throat is probably going to like explode at some point this year. from all the coffee I've been drinking now.
Yeah, I'm at like two pots. I've drank two pots of coffee today already.
Yeah, and I had a pound of coffee as well. Sorry.
I mean, dude, it's, you know,
we're all addicted to coffee.
Yeah,
it's fine.
I mean, and guess what? I'm okay with that. I'm not drinking fucking opium tea like we once did. That's probably the most hippie thing we ever did.
It was really great to feel nothing for like 16 hours.
Yeah, it was really awesome, cool. But
slippery slope.
And we bought that. Remember, we got that from like a trust fund hippie.
We did.
Yeah.
We also brought over other things.
Yeah.
But, you know.
We didn't do that.
No.
No. I'm not touching heroin. Not until I'm ready. To die. We've talked about this.
That'd be like the only time.
Yeah, no, like when I'm like, all right, you know, the cancer's eating away at me. The cancer, what the fuck?
You got the cancer.
Yeah, the cancer.
I know, we're all getting fucking old. Like, had a Verner's the other day.
Ooh,
I had the bite to it, man. It was delicious.
Just drink a ginger beer. A ginger beer. Like, the Jamaican kind.
Should I have a White Claw after that?
No.
Fuck off.
Fuck you.
Exactly.
I mean, White Claw.
Verner's is good.
I like Verner's every once in a while. It's a good change from Canada Dry.
It's a completely different taste.
Yeah,
it's not even the same realm.
Let's just put it this way. It says ginger ale, but it's not.
It's not ginger ale.
It's something else.
I don't know. It still does the same, medicinal effect on your stomach.
Yeah, it's fucking great.
Okay, boomer.
Ugh.
I'll drink my cherry Coke. I'll rot also, away my stomach yeah, another way.
Battery acid.
Basically. But it's cherry flavored battery yeah. acid.
So it's like cough medicine and battery acid.
Oh yeah, dude. I'll tell you what, like since I haven't been drinking. Yeah.
Since you've been drinking a lot of cough medicine instead. That's
well, yes, but okay. only to put myself to sleep. Cause I can't fucking fall asleep, but I'll tell you what, quarter bottle of NyQuil, that shit knocks you right the fuck out. You're out in like 10 minutes. It's great.
Benadryl's better for you.
No, Benadryl dries you out, and then you wake up and you're like, especially when you're also taking valerian root on top of it. It
oh,
like,
Jesus.
It fucking, yeah, it just, because it's all powder, and it just valerian fucking root. Sucks, and you wake up, like, you feel like you're, you don't feel like you're hungover, but you feel dehydrated like you're like when you're hungover.
Are you taking, what is it?
Valerian root.
Are you taking that?
I was.
Well, you just kind of softballed it in there.
You have to switch, well, you have to switch melatonin and valerian root. They help you fall asleep, but you build up a tolerance to one, so you switch to the other one. Valerian root, though, comes in little capsules that's, like, powdered, and it just, when you take 10 of them, it just kind of powders in your stomach, and then it sucks all the fucking...
Why don't you just go to bed?
Because it's hard to. I can't sleep at night.
Okay.
I used to drink myself to sleep. That works just fine.
You're coming off
but
that.
Then,
I get it.
But then you're an alcoholic if you do that. My bad.
I get it. I was driving here, and I was like, why am I not half drunk right now? So it's fine.
My day will come again.
I get it.
Valerian root and melatonin sounds like some hippie bullshit, Jordan.
It really does. That's why I was like, valerian
yeah,
root.
Yeah, I can see that. Does holistic healing all... Well, no. Is that holistic?
Sure.
I mean...
think that would fall... Did you get bit by one?
Huh?
Like, is it contagious? Did you get bit by a fucking hippie? Tomorrow you're just going to magically have like a dreadlock wig or something?
That's not going to happen.
I don't know.
That's
I
not
just don't
happen.
Know. Apparently
you've
what?
Definitely showered today, so I think the hippie bite has not taken full effect. The thing about the not showering that bothers me is it's a conscious choice to not shower. Like there are some instances where like if you're really depressed... I understand the not showering thing because it's very difficult to you know, pull yourself together and
well,
like
we've all been there, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this is like, no, I'm not gonna shower and you know how I'm gonna get away with not showering. I'm going to cover myself in oils and sprays.
Yeah, the whole patchouli oil thing, that's what every festival smells like patchouli and sadness.
and patchouli smells like roach spray.
Right.
It's fucking yeah. awful. Like, I didn't believe... Somebody told me that, and I didn't believe it until, like, an apartment I was in got sprayed for roaches. And I was like, it smells like hippies in here. This is ridiculous.
That is, like, one of the worst smells in the world to me.
Patchouli oil?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just... Same. I hate it so much. Like, it's just... And I always have. Like
you mix that with sandalwood and like hair wax, and then you got your own festival.
And like the thing is, like I like earthy smells. Like I like burning incense and shit. But like I like rubbing or like people like lavender and fucking patchouli together. Like
it's like stomach turning. Man.
Yeah, it's like your body odor probably smells better than that. I don't want to find out.
No, there are some people that think that you know they. They don't get that sour BO smell, you know, when they oil up.
No, you do.
It just gets turned
you
into something.
Still smell like shit.
It turns into something worse.
Yeah. It's like a noxious gas after that.
Yeah.
There's a dude I work with. I can't walk down the fucking stairs without walking through a cloud of patchouli oil. I'm like, where's that asshole? I know he's fucking close. I know you're close.
Why would you work in a kitchen and not shower?
I don't know.
Ugh.
Dude.
I don't know.
There's people that do it.
Like you work in a kitchen and don't shower, and it's like, you smell like grease all
yeah.
day, every day. I mean, I remember how I used to smell when I worked in the kitchen.
Yeah, it's
it was
awful.
The goddamn worst.
It, like, it just sticks to you, too.
Yeah.
Like, the heat from a kitchen opens up your pores, and all the grease fucking sticks to your face. Go wash yourself.
Yeah.
Like, and there's, like... Oh, the worst is like fucking super big fat people who don't fucking shower. Like, dude, I don't care if you have to fucking hire somebody to fucking spread your ass cheeks and fucking take a power washer and like but Jesus fucking Christ, wash your ass every day.
Power washer. So animated.
like you're cleaning a fucking screen printing screen. Like, get the emulsion off there. Oh, crank that motherfucker up and just blast the grime off your ass. Nobody wants to smell that. And the other thing is, how do people not smell themselves? Because when I smell like shit, I know it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You get smell blind to stuff like real quick. Because like I live in a small apartment with two cats. And it used to be when I'd come home, I'd immediately know that I have two cats. And now I can't tell. And it's only been a couple of months.
I can walk into a house and know if somebody has a cat immediately. Immediately. We were talking about that when I stayed at your house. It's just like you can walk in, you just know. You just fucking know.
Oh, yeah. And I'm on top of that litter box shit, man.
Yeah.
But that cat's a goddamn shit machine.
Yeah, he is.
It's not the shit that gets me.
The ammonia?
I switched litters to try to get, like, more of it clumped. But still, like, I walk in, it's like, God damn it. And now, it's like, I'm worried. Like, do I smell like litter box now? Because, you know, I'm completely smell blind to it. And I'm sure hippies go through the same thing with their own funk. I know when I was living with Tim Cornette, he told, because it was the most depressed that I've ever been. And it was like weeks without showering. And because the whole Mandy thing happened and like I went completely off the fucking rails. He told me, you know, they say down in Kentucky that other people can smell you a week before you can.
I just ran into him the other day. Him and Corey bought a house.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, not far from where we live, so they're going to be having a housewarming party soon. But
hell yeah.
Tim's fucking hilarious. His business must be doing real well.
I hope so.
Yeah. God, he's a funny motherfucker. He's from Kentucky, so I love that he fucking say that. I can totally, you know, Jeremy, they say down in Kentucky, I can just hear him saying it to you. Like, and I get, like, the depression thing. Like, I get that. Like, I've been there before where it's just, like, not weeks, but, like, definitely days where I'm just, like, I don't want to drag myself even out of bed to do anything, let alone fucking shower. But, like, the people, like, you have access to the shower and you're not depressed and you're just, like, what? Fucking smoke a blunt and go fucking sit in a bath. And then when you see how dirty that bath water is afterwards, then you'll be like, hopefully you'll come to the realization that you're a piece of shit and nobody wants to fucking smell you. And either that or it's just time to go.
Well, yeah. I mean, they are like, they're definitely covered in a funk, and that's exactly what it is. It's fucking gross. Like, you smoke a little bit of weed and take a shower, it's the best thing ever.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, okay, this feels great. This water's super hot.
Yeah.
I'm getting all this shit off me. It's fucking great. I'm cleaning my ass.
And this is... You know? And this is coming from...
Chipping the paint away.
The dude who literally takes the longest showers that a man has ever taken.
I do. I do like long showers. Like them long, like them hot.
Like, dude, like, if I'm over at his house and he's like, I'm going to take a shower, I know I have at least 45 minutes to try and make myself busy.
At least 45.
At least 45 minutes.
Literally, I put the cartoons on and I'm like, this is going to be a while. This is nice.
Oh, I like this episode.
Yeah, this is Futurama. I'm watching it for the millionth time. Yeah, why not?
Man. That's definitely not hippie-ish.
No, Jesse says fuck the shortage of water. The last time I was over, he's like, all right, I'm gonna take a shower. So 45 minutes later, he comes down. He goes, well, you might want to wait. I think all the hot water's gone.
It was gone. I used all of it.
That's I started taking shorter showers when I started living with more people because it's like, all right. You know, I got to save some of this water for everybody. And then, like, it eventually got to the point where now it's a lukewarm ass washing. I'm trying to get out as quickly as I can.
The George Carlin shower. Armpits, asshole, crotch, and teeth.
Like, well, I don't wash my teeth in the shower. No. I wash them in the sink. Like, you know, with dishwashing liquid.
Oh, dude, woof. No.
Well, they
you brush your teeth with dishwashing liquid.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
I was like, what?
I just popped out my dentures. If that's
that's what that disgusting noise was.
I have said some vile shit in front of my father. I've never seen him more grossed out than when I popped my dentures out. That was fun.
Tell me about some of the hippies in Denver.
Jesus Christ. So like a bunch of these assholes like moved from various parts of the country to Denver because they figure there's going to be pot jobs, right? And, you know, you figure, well, first of all, they don't figure that the pot jobs that you're going to, not everybody's going to be a bud tender, because it's just like, you know, bartender, you know, you have to be a personable, good-looking person in order to, you know, be the retail face of your marijuana operation. You know, this isn't like, this isn't a situation where you're going to look for the sketchiest motherfucker on the block and that's where you buy your drugs from.
Exactly.
So your dirty hippie aesthetic is no longer, you know, what people are looking for.
Sorry to cut you off. You sound like Jello Biafra right now and I love it. Like, it sounds like his grow more pot speech. Please keep going.
So anyway.
All these hippies...
goddamn hippies. But they move to the area and thinking there's going to be those jobs, and then like the trimming jobs, which, you know, for people that don't like to work, trimming is hard work.
Yeah,
like really hard work.
That's
like,
why I got paid good money to do it when my buddy fucking bought.
I've done it for like, I've trimmed for like 24 hours straight. And, like, my wrists were shot for, like, a week. And, fucking, like, you're gonna do that shit for $10 an hour for 40 hours a week and be a hippie? Like, and $10 an hour does not pay for rent.
In Denver.
No. Anywhere, really. Yeah.
No, yeah, anywhere.
So, you've got a bunch of these motherfuckers that show up. The trimming jobs are, like, not as like prevalent as you would think they would be for what they're looking for. And so then you see them on every fucking street corner flying a flag, you know, looking in every highway exit. The parks in downtown Denver are infested with them because they're sleeping outside. But the weirdest ones that I see were like in Wheat Ridge, where I was at, they were all at a $50 a night hotel. So you're flying a flag, and the flag says, like, trying to get a room for the night, which is not how, like, you know, that's not how being a hippie works.
No, that's how being an asshole bum works.
You sleep outside in the cold because no one likes you. Goddamn hippie.
Because you're an asshole.
But, you know, a lot of people come and thinking that there's going to be, you know, work in the drug trade because, you know, it's legal and, you know, you can be on the books now, but, you know, there's not work for everybody. And, you know, they get fucked for that. And then, you know, you think you're going to become a part of the pot culture and, you know, go around. Like, there were hippie kids that I would see at the train station that were actually trying to sell pot to people, like, out in the open. Like, why would I buy pot from you when I can go to the store and not be hassled about it? Yeah. Ugh.
You know what we haven't even covered? Peace signs. The fucking... The peace signs, the coexist stickers, which is now just a fucking liberal calling card, which I'm all about, you know, I'm all about coexisting. I don't need a fucking stupid, dumb sticker on my goddamn non-existent car. should I wear one on my ass?
Yes. Yeah. You should wear a coexist sticker on your ass with the O, like, where your asshole is.
I'm going to get a coexist tramp stamp.
Oh, dude, yuck.
He has a Hail Satan tramp stamp.
That's kind of rad, though.
I know. It's really cool.
I mean, where else would you put a Hail Satan fucking tattoo?
That's where I thought.
When Jeremy goes to hell and the devil's fucking him in the ass, he's like, all right.
All right, so are you prepared?
Hopefully it'll make him come faster.
Hail Satan!
So, yeah, I like to look at my own name while I'm doing this.
Perfect. Fucking Patrick Bateman and fucking American Psycho. Fucking flexing and shit. Can't talk about those kind of characters anymore, though, because, you know, it's glorifying bad behavior.
Who said?
White women.
Now, who are the worst hippies? White women or white men?
Ooh.
Man, honestly, it goes either way.
It depends on what they're talking about.
I met a white woman and a white man who are a couple who are hippies who specifically moved from here to Denver to work on a pot farm, and they're living out of their fucking van.
Yeah.
Which sounds at least more respectable than trying to get a $50 a night room.
Yeah. Man, that's pretty much what you have to do if you're going to make, like, the big money on the pot farms is still working illegally. Like,
really?
Working. Yeah. I have a couple of friends that work on illegal farms and they make bank, but they also have all expenses paid.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's rad, though.
Yeah, so they're making bank on top of, like, their meals and their lodging getting covered.
So, shit, that's killer.
Yeah, but they're out in the middle. They have nothing else to do.
But pick weed.
Pick weed and trim weed and, like, everything that goes along with it. But, yeah, like, there's not a lot of money, like, doing the actual work.
Well, no, because it became commercialized.
Yeah, you wouldn't think that there would be a ton because it is commercialized.
Well, it's also, you know, think about how many farmers you know that are making bank. It's not the people that are doing the labor that are making the money. It's the people that own the land.
Essentially, yeah, because they're basically just corporations. Like, that's what they're turning into because you have so many people who have all this land, have all the fucking access to it. Need people to work it, sell it, and then, you know, they sell it to, what, dispensaries and all that shit, so.
Dispensaries and then people that make, you know, products, like the oils and shit.
CBD stuff. And
yeah, well, that's the thing, like, the fact that CBD is becoming more gray market has opened up people just growing hemp. And, yeah, so instead of, like, growing, you know, pot, they're just growing like low THC or no THC in some cases, hemp on huge tracts of lands and just turning it all into oil.
Huh. Cause yeah, I'm seeing that shit everywhere.
It's like expensive too.
I passed a fucking family video sign that was legit, right? Family Video. They're still in business.
No, somehow. I know there's a couple of them. I think porn keeps them in business.
People still, I mean, have they, who doesn't have the internet? How is that
guys
possible?
Guys who rent porn.
Bummer. Well, anyways, I passed the sign and it's like, it said CBD and CBD plus DVD, DVD, best of both worlds. That's what it said. I'm like, oh my fucking God, who made this fucking sign? Because you don't get fucked up off of CBD oil.
No.
So it doesn't make any sense.
No, not at all.
So I would figure, you know, someone who's a hippie would obviously go in there. Like, I still stick to, you know, I rent my DVDs and I just like my CBD oil with it. Do you want to get some Za after this,
bro? You know
what
you should do is take the CBD oil. You should put it on the disc. Take the disc, break it into shards, and shove it up your fucking ass.
Jesus Christ.
Why would you put the oil on it? I mean, you don't need the lube if you're going to get the blood going.
True.
I once saw a video on the internet. This was like 15 years ago. Me and my uncle watched it, which is going to sound even worse. This guy, this jar was huge, and he got it up his ass, and then it just snapped, and just blood started pouring out of his ass. It was fucked up. That was like in the days of like, what were those websites called?
Rotten.com.
Not that one. There was E-Fucked, and then there was another one that was like that.
Style Project. Oh, well, I don't know about E-Fucked was something completely different.
I can't remember the name of it. E-Bombs. E-Bombs? Is that what? Yeah, E-Bombs World or whatever.
That's still around.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is Homestar Runner still around? That I can get down with.
The last video I watched collectively with people was like cake farts, and that was a long ass time ago. It's like a bunch of broads farting on cakes.
But how fucking gross. Yeah, I think, was it you or Chuck who told me about Tub Girl? Honestly, I think Chuck told us about Tub Girl.
Yeah, because that thing is still burned in my fucking memory.
Do you remember Tub Girl?
Of course.
Who doesn't? I wonder what she's like in real life.
Oh, dude, that's how I'm going to start tricking hippies if they haven't seen, especially these kids now who like want to be hippies and be like, oh, you haven't heard of Tub Girl? They're the best band. Go to tubgirl.com.
I don't understand the appeal of being a hippie aside from the drugs.
I don't either. And that's like, got to be the best part.
But then like, why dress like an asshole, look like an asshole, and listen to music like you're an asshole?
I'm not the just asshole, so I don't know.
I know, just I, do I drugs. Drugs know. Are way more fun when you don't have to smell bad.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Like, hey, I smell normal. I'm not fucking getting grossed out by my own gross
shit. Ugh. Yeah, you know, like ball fucking sweat.
Yeah. Like, dude, my shower just broke, right? I was out of commission for like 3 days. I smelled my D&Bs.
Oh,
fucking
yeah.
Coming up, and I'm like, oof. You gotta stop wearing long johns. It was like 32 degrees. Mm-hmm. Just, I had to wear moisture wicking material just to lock it in. It was at work. Yeah, fucking worst. It smells like dick. It was me.
Did you go get baby wipes?
I did. I actually have them. Mm. So, honestly, it made it worse because everything was wet at first. Mm. So it just, I had more pungent.
I know what you're talking about. It's just like, it's like a paste almost.
Like it gets to a point,
yeah,
where it's paste. It is pasty,
yeah, and it's disgusting. Paste-like. And just, you know, like I said before, if you're not like I do, there's one person I can think of specifically that is a very, very large gentleman who does not bathe himself very often. Fun to be around, but dude, like you know how easily grossed out I am by smells and shit. You've seen me gag a million fucking times.
Really great.
So, when I'm sitting next to somebody and I'm like, because of the way they smell, like, at what point, like, and I'm an asshole. You know, normally I'll just call somebody out and shit, but like, where do you draw the line of like, dude, you smell like shit?
I mean, you'd have to smell it. Like, you'd have to be there, smell it, and be like, dude, what the fuck?
Like, if you could capture it, like, in a bottle and be like, this is what you smell like.
Yeah. Let me put your funk in a jar. Gross. Gross. Just encapsulate it and then, like, here, this is you.
Sedum.
This is you, bud. Let me fucking get in. Huh? You like that? You like the way you... Do you know what that is? That's you.
That's you.
That's what you smell like.
I think that's how you deal with hippies. You fart in a jar.
But it has to be, like, you have to, like, have eaten rallies... And KFC.
Oh, dude! Ow! Oh, stomach! Oh.
And you gotta wait for the real hot ones to come out, and then you jar it up.
Yeah.
And then you just go here. Well, yeah, you, bro, like, you can knock somebody out like
oh,
that.
Oh God! No question. They would throw up off the rip just from first whiff. Oh shit! Sorry.
But yeah, just like you'd have to like it, like it's like a different type of stink bomb. You'd have to like. Unscrew, throw, and like it's like a grenade.
Yeah, it's like fuck, gone, gone. Just toss it.
So I'm thinking of a use for hippies now is creating a new form of biological warfare. But to do this, you have to round up the hippies in camps, and then
this coming from the Jewish person. I want a disclaimer. Go ahead.
So, semantics, whatever.
Yeah. So basically, you get them all into this camp and put them in a room and filter out the stink into jars, and then
instead of gassing them, you're degassing them.
No, I'm using them to gas other crowds.
Oh, the only way to keep them in the camp is to just throw like an acoustic guitar and some weed in there.
It's a bongo.
One drum.
Oh, and another one thing, drum. Now that we're talking about that, fuck people with ukuleles. If you're not that big, fat Hawaiian guy who died, fuck you and fuck your ukulele.
I mean, I literally bought one just so I could play the Bob's Burgers theme song.
That's fine. That's
I'm justifying
that
right now.
You don't fucking start a fire and fucking bring your ukulele. Right,
everybody gather around.
And do renditions of fucking Bad Fish songs.
Oh, God, dude. That's like, it makes me fucking cringe.
Yeah.
Like, the word jam band makes me cringe, let alone like Bad Fish. I want to start a fight.
Yeah.
That's what I want to do.
Yeah.
I think, you know, the thing that really helps with jam bands, if you're ever in that situation, is lots of LSD. And that really gets you to the hippie burnout point that you see a lot of these older hippies at, where they can't interact with the rest of society because their brain is just fried. And that's the scary thing, is,
See, that's what generates the most hate in me, meeting those kind of hippies, because I've met them and I've heard stories about those people. And it's like, I just won one recently. Like, Lauren told me, like, one of her friends is like that guy. He's that guy. Like, he just had like kids. He insulated the fucking garage with old kids' clothes. Or like, what the hell? His kids are like really young, so he bought like newer clothes or some shit like that. Like, for them at an older age, insulated the garage with them. Like, you know, when they're ready to, you know, wear them, you know, when they're old enough, I can just, you know, take out the insulation because it's their clothes. And I'm like, what about vermin? What about shit and like rat feces?
How about
and
calling
like,
social fucking services?
Right, dude, like out of his mind, out of his fucking mind. And that's
who fucked that guy.
I don't know. Somebody let him procreate.
Look, these people, that these showerless, shoeless people somehow get laid, and I don't
know. Yeah, because nobody else will fuck them. They have to fuck each other.
That's probably true.
And you know what? Like, as much as you, like you said, like what brings out the most hate, like, I would love for you and me to go to one of those festivals and try to start a riot. The problem is we couldn't.
No.
It would just be us beating people up. And it'd be, stop, man. Hey, why, man, are you doing that?
Hey, man, it's just, we're here to, what about just love,
like,
bro?
We're throwing fucking bottles of water on the amplifiers while Bad Fish plays. Just fucking trying to electrocute them.
You just have to slip like a, you know, a death metal, you know, CD in the PA. That's the way you have to do it. To drive them away. It's the only way to do it.
Drive them away into a hail of gunfire. Yeah.
Into automatic turrets you have set up around the fucking ground based off of motion sensor. Yeah.
Oh, we're going to make it through the apocalypse, buddy.
I think so. It's going to be all right.
Because we're going to be on the right side of it.
We won't be so high, we'll know what's going on.
I mean, I think my solution is still best. If they like camping so much, put them in a camp. Use their funk to create biological weapons to deal with other problem groups, and then you know, have a little fun. You know, the worst hippies are the people that like to control other people's acid trips by fucking with them while they're doing it.
And so what you're saying is give H-bomb a new meaning.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole world's just gonna smell like patchouli and asshole and dirty dick and dirty dick. And guess what? I'll be in my fucking bunker underground with all my friends with hot showers and all kinds of fucking DVDs.
We'll get your CBD oil.
Yeah, don't listen to the hippies with their nonsense about the natural remedies, though they don't work. Like that valerian root, dude, the problem with that shit is because it's not regulated by the FDA, you don't know what you're, it's like buying drugs. You don't know what you're getting. So that's why you have to take 10 of them when you should actually be taking like 2.
Oh, did I say I was taking 10 of them, or did you just know that?
You said you were taking 10 of them.
Okay. I wasn't sure. Cause like, I thought, cause they're 500 milligrams and I was like, am I really taking 5,000 milligrams of valerian root? And then wondering why I wake up at 3 in the morning like, I didn't like have to open up a fucking like chug water. And then it just, it's bad.
I feel like you just drank a gallon of fucking sand. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, it's, It's a, like I tried the whole Valerian thing for a while.
Yeah, this time it didn't work. I'll just stick with melatonin or NyQuil. NyQuil's great. NyQuil. I'll tell you a funny story. You
cough syrup drinking motherfucker. Yeah, you're no, goddamn that's the thing.
It's like, I'm not, it's not like I'm fucking trying to robo trip. Okay, Mr. Court Seaton, you want to get into that fucking story?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What year is I'm not doing it anymore. Okay, it's a long time ago.
I don't even think they, I don't even like sell that anymore.
It's still over the counter.
But, like, all right, so, like I said, I've been drinking, you know, I've the NyQuil to fucking help me go to sleep.
Yeah, yeah.
And Chelsea's like, you know they make Z-Quil, and it's non-habit forming.
They do, yeah.
And guess what? I've tried that before. It's not as syrupy, so I know it's not going to work. It's way more liquidy.
I'm sorry, you like the syrupy? I don't understand.
No, it's I just know that it works that way. Trust me, I've drank enough fucking Hycodan syrup, you know, the prescription shit, the good stuff that they don't give anymore, that I, like, pray that I get bronchitis one day so that I can... Once more, enjoy that.
Oh my god. The fuck, man? Listen, Z-Quil works. It works just as well. And you still wake up all fucked up. You still wake up and you're like, your body's fucking vibrating. And you're like, oh, did I just trip balls? No, I didn't. I drank some weird fucking chemical.
Is it a Z, like the shaking?
Yeah.
Anyway, fuck hippies, man.
Straight out, dude. Fuck hippies. They're the goddamn worst. I don't care about the peace, love bullshit. Their music sucks. I hate them. I hate the way they look, the way they talk, and the way they smell.
And you know what? I'm not for book burning, but I am for record burning. So I'm going to start. Oh, but what if it's Grateful Dead records?
Okay, then yeah.
Yeah, Grateful Dead. We'll just, you know, we'll start. We'll break into people's houses.
You're a fascist, man. You're fascist.
No, I'm doing you a favor. Listen to good music. Here's Reagan Youth. Yes, yeah. There's a Klan member on the cover. Listen to it.
It's going to be rad.
I'm opening your doors to perception, bro.
Turn on, tune in, and drop out. There you go.
So, Jesse, where can we find you on the internet?
You can find me on just that. I think I have a Twitter, but I don't fucking use it because it's super negative and
very occasionally,
dumb, and every once in a while.
Your Instagram is your...
That's the main thing. Yeah. Instagram. It's _ HuffStuff, one word. _.
That's it. He does a lot of work for, you know, the zine that I do, Wrestle Void. Jesse always has pieces in that, like, every issue, no matter what. Posters. Jesse did the poster for the first live Hate Flow show and Sad Boy show. Does a lot of work. You know, I always try to put your shit out there. Just go check it out. I mean, you take commissions and shit.
Yeah, check it out. DM me if you want some. Like, time is getting, like, less and less just because, you know, baby on the way, all that shit. So I'm going to be super, super busy. I'm having a little girl.
But if you commission him for something, fucking pay him.
Yeah, I mean, because you're only getting one copy. It's not like a... I'm not going to get prints made up. I'm literally sitting at a drafting table and drawing it. So if you want something, let me know. You know, it doesn't matter what it is.
There it is.
Yeah.
So, Jordan, I don't think we're going to find anybody that hates hippies as much as Jesse Nabe.
No, there is another. I won't apologize again. I'm a rapid offender. You can see right through my skin. I don't care about making mistakes. I keep standing up and falling on my face. Feed me nothing ages. Drag me to the ring. Another discharge paper.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.